The Dry Bean Scene is sponsored in part by SRS Commodities and Heads Up Crop Protection. This week, we're speaking with Johnstown Bean Company General Manager Dylan Carley. Dylan, how is planting progress looking so far for this year's crop?
Yeah, the wet weather that we've been having has delayed planting a bit, but some of the early seeded stuff that would have gone in the ground about 10, 11 days ago now is just starting to emerge. The cool temperatures have been a factor in that too. Everything's a little slower to come up out of the ground. But now that it's warming up, I think a lot of this crop is going to go into pretty good conditions and should emerge very quickly. And in reality, with edible beans seeding the first or second week of June, you do open yourself up to a little frost risk on the tail end near harvest time, but it does not affect yield negatively. And I think we're going to see a lot of progress late next week when we get warmed up. And I think you'll see probably about 50% of the crop seeded late next week.
What about acreage numbers so far this spring? What about acreage numbers so far this spring? What types of beans are you guys planting more of?
This year, pinto beans and black beans are the two that are poised to kind of rise the most compared to their acreage last year. And the biggest factor there is those two classes have had a very, very strong market this year due to a crop failure last year in Mexico. And those are the two most important classes of beans for Mexico. That's kind of led to a very, very strong market. And we'll see those both up somewhere around 25% in North Dakota and Minnesota.
Anything else, Dylan?
I think the warm-up is the biggest thing we need. I think if we start to see some mid-70s to low 80s in the next 2 weeks here, I think we'll have a really, really good start to our crop year.
The Dry Bean Scene is brought to you by BASF, Johnstown Bean Company, and the North Harvest Bean Growers Association. This is the Dry Bean Scene.